that beat play a little bit. And music by Jamie Cook, as usual.
All right. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcast out of unceded Musqueam territory. This is Vancouverite. It's your favorite morning talk show, entertainment, comedy, that's the word. Specializing in flubs and
fade that music tongues. Back up. Let's, yeah. So what does unseated mean, Simon? Maybe you could give us a detailed,
that means
politically
that
correct explanation of what's
unseated?
Going on.
That means that the land was taken unceremoniously from the local people, and still to this day that has not been rectified.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Why?
I'm just wondering.
I see.
Yeah. Let's go rectify that.
So that you just heard was Matt Anderson with Weightless. He's calling in, actually, in 15 or so minutes. Matt Anderson is going to be at the Vogue on the 18th, which is 2 weeks today. Doors at 7. He's also he's hustling his new album, which will be out on the 26th, which is called Honest Man. Pre-orders available right now. So go get it. Honest Man.
Yeah, check out some
bluesy
stuff on YouTube.
Real bluesy.
Like a lot of nice covers, nice guitar, nice voice. And it's going to be cool. I don't think we have a lot of time to talk to in 10 minutes.
That's a good amount of time.
So
we'll probably have to take an early break. Like,
we're going to have to shuffle things around a little bit here.
Yeah, that's cool, though. I'm excited to talk to him. Our first show, for those who don't know, we had Jake the Snake call in, but we couldn't figure out the phones.
We were one click away from talking to legendary wrestler Jake the Snake.
He called in four times or something.
That's almost funnier now, looking back on it.
Yeah, of course it is.
That we made him wait for us.
With no payoff at all. There was no payoff to that whatsoever. For him or the listeners or us, really.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways. You're back. You've been on an extended leave, a sabbatical.
That's true. The show can finally rise to the great heights that the listeners are
Take
used to.
Take us there. Take us there.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to spread my albatross
wings. All right,
get
on with it. Take us there.
And fly. Well, just the other day, I was...
Is that right?
Back to you, Simon. No, I've got stuff. But you said your exact words were, I've got stuff. Yeah. Don't even bother prepping.
That's not what I said.
Because I prepped.
All. That's not. You called yourself, in the 10 minutes it took us to get ready here, the material kid.
That's what they call me. I'm the fastest prepper in the West. That's 30 minutes right there.
Yeah?
Monologue. Boom.
All right. Monologue. Go.
Well, no, I'll get to it, but I just want to hear what you had in the pipeline.
Oh, boy. There was a recent scandal at BCIT, a voyeur.
Right.
Was walking around. I believe he was watching men in the washrooms, videotaping them.
Ooh,
and
risque.
Yeah, so one of those engineering students,
right,
who's sexually frustrated. But he recently was arrested. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that because it's weird when you go to a school and then you hear about something that happened at your school on the news.
Could have been me,
and
man.
You had no idea about it because the president, Kathy Kinloch, I think she's the president. She's got a title of some respect anyways. And she sent an email out at like 11 p.m. the other night saying, I know we've had recent, all this stuff has hit the news. And it's, I don't know, it's like, I wonder what propels you to send an email out at 11 p.m. on a night with, like, 15 hours after the story broke, if what kind of panic is settling into these officials when their place of business gets under some kind of scandal, And I was going to relate this actually to...
How'd they catch him?
I have no idea.
How did you catch... I guess one of his victims saw a little camera coming over the top of the stall.
I mean, yeah, it's...
Is there a picture of this guy?
No. There's no picture. I mean, you see it. Like, the voyeurs kind of want to be seen, right? Like, they're a little
part
bit...
Part of the thrill.
Yeah, it is, right? Oh, that's part of the excitement. But I was at the...
I just stare at people, like, just on the street, like, in the open.
Yeah.
It's legal.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Frowned upon.
Yeah. Staring at people in the street, not voyeurism. Staring at them in the washroom.
Right.
Voyeurism. With a camera.
Gotcha.
Little difference. Yeah. But
is that really the memory that you want to keep for later? People peeing and pooing and...
Hey, I mean, weirder things, I yeah. think, of excited
sure.
people. I don't know. But I wanted to talk about... I was at the bar after work, and there was nobody in there except my coworkers and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there, and this guy who we had on our podcast, Jackson, he... And if you want to find our podcast, you can find it on iTunes. None of this mother effer, son of a bee type language. It's uncensored.
All the blue-collared banter you can get.
Yeah, Vancouver, comma, right, question mark. Anyways, he came up to me and he went, hey, when am I going to be able to do the podcast again? And I went, oh, I don't know, man. I started, you know, going on off on, you know, some kind of tangent. And he went, yeah, but what do you think about my nuts? And he had pulled his testicles through his his zipper. And was standing there just waiting for me to see them.
Right.
And I hadn't seen them. And I don't know. I feel like...
There's two kinds of guys in this world. There's the guy yeah. that does stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same kind of guy that when you're swimming, he just slaps you on the back really hard.
Yes.
Ha! You got a maple leaf on your back!
And then he also...
Birthday beats!
Later that night, and this makes... This kind of changes things. It takes it from the realm of just a, hey, this is a little prank, to... He sent me a picture of his hard erection on my text, and he asked me to show it to some people and see what they thought of it. And, yeah.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, you're looking at it right now. What do you think? What would you give that out of 10?
This is very weird right now.
Uncomfortable.
I don't want to be looking at this, and yet I've stared at it for over 10 seconds. You're going to have to take the phone out of my hand.
All right. Isn't this? Oh, God. I don't want to get it out of my face here.
It's so personal.
I know.
To send someone that.
That's why he's such a strange character, because he...
I feel like I really pegged him right. We had him in.
So?
Right from the start, I went, there's something about this guy that's a little off.
What is it?
And then he went through and you chewed me out the next... What? You didn't accept him? You didn't respect him? And
well,
I went,
that's true. You
and
didn't.
I went, no, I didn't. I didn't. There's... I don't... Ugh. And now there's genitalia blowing up your phone. I mean, I wouldn't send you my nipple.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your nipple to me would be grosser than this hard direction that someone I like sent me. I mean, that's the nature yeah. of the relationship.
I mean,
I
it's a good sized member. It's not, I can see, I guess, but it's not
yeah.
It's not like a masterpiece.
What would a masterpiece penis look like to you?
I think it would have
let's hear what your favorite would look like.
I think it would okay,
the most delicious one to you.
You can listen to our podcast and I'll really get. But how do you feel about that? Like, how does this change the friendship?
It doesn't. That's what I was going to say, is that that's just
he wants a reply. He wants to see yours.
I don't think he does. He just...
He said the next text was, give me your dick.
Yeah.
I think there's only one way to interpret that.
Yeah.
Well, there's another way.
Well. Yeah, it doesn't involve a picture. I don't know. I think he's just that type of guy who's so... open with
let's ask
whatever.
Matt Anderson this.
Yeah, hey, what would yeah. you do if your friend sent you a dick pic as a joke?
Ain't no friend of mine. I don't know. It's a different... It's the whole, like, Jackass, like, Bam Margera, Rab himself world of, like, we're farting on each other's pillows and
yeah.
look at my... Yeah. I don't do any of that stuff.
No. But you don't have any friends to do it to.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you did have friends, would you? You think you would? You'd start just have a little bit of camaraderie, a little bit of fun farting.
Camaraderie.
<you know>? Camaraderie.
You idiot. Yeah, I don't know. I found a new place.
Yeah.
With my Where? Friend Jamie.
Who made our
I mean,
theme
hardly
song?
A friend. But
Where yeah. is it?
It's East Van.
Okay.
Victoria. I don't give my address here. Yeah. It's the basement suite.
Is it a basement suite?
No, it's like a ground floor. It's nice. Actually really nice. It's really good. We're going to get a projector.
Cool.
We found a couch in the alley. Okay. And I never thought I'd reach this point in my life, but
oh, there's going to...
We
stop
took
smelling
it.
Smelling your mittens on
well,
air.
I realized that there's only so much coffee that you can spill on your mittens before you have to wash them.
It's really a small amount. Like, yeah. It really stinks them up.
This isn't great. I might just throw this out.
Yeah, you should.
It's a good feeling. You ever do that where it's like, I'm getting rid of this. I'm not cleaning it.
Yeah, well, I see.
Wish I could do that with my co-host.
I see quite a large hole in it.
Yeah, this is really, this is good to go.
Yeah.
I was, how much time, what time is it right now?
We should probably take a break here.
Yeah, let's do that.
But we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Simon Armstrong from Vancouverite, Thursdays at 8 a.m. My co-host Alex and I love being on CITR, but we wouldn't be here without the support of our incredible community of listeners. Yes, it's time for the CITR Fun Drive. We're raising money to keep up these brand spanking new studios we've got here in the AMS Nest. Come see for yourself, and if you don't believe me, you can take one of the training sessions. Yes, donations help pay for those too. The Fun Drive runs for 1 week. We'll have volunteers at the phones from Thursday, February 25th at noon until Thursday, March 3rd at 9:30 p.m. It's all capped off by the huge Fun Drive finale at the Hindenburg on West Cordova. It's a massive celebration. You heard me. It's an old-fashioned romperoo of a telethon. And yes, I just used the word romperoo. Your donations will pay for some better words as well. We've got prizes, so listen to us Thursdays, 8 a.m. Hear more information.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Thursday, February 25th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. There's also free admission.
To take
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Vancouverite on 101.9. We're just waiting right now for a phone call from Matt Anderson. That was Rust by Ursa Day, who is a friend of a friend, actually. So that'll maybe get her
Look
a little bit of play.
You.
Yeah.
In the limelight. Hey, speaking of limelight, Limelight yeah. Video, going out of business.
Well, I don't know what that is.
That's a video store.
Uh-huh.
Great video store. One of the last. So now it's just Black Dog Video.
That's it. Well, there's two Black Dog, right?
Well, there's two, but
I mean, it's amazing.
Two video
two
rental
them.
Stores left.
Yeah.
Out of all of them. And so yeah, Limelight's selling all their stock if you want to head down there.
Oh, that's amazing. Where is it?
It's you take the 99 to get here, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a stop right before UBC.
Wow.
Elma. Yep.
That's cool.
Rest in peace video store. There's like 50. This is what I don't like. There's like 15 vinyl record stores in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Do we need that many? No. It's just, you know, no neighborhood gentrification is complete without a couple record stores.
That's true. That's annoying. That's so annoying.
What's the spectrum? What do you need to complete a good gentrification? You need an artisan donut store, like a Cartems. I feel like that's actually what comes in first. Like that's like the bold, bright lighthouse, the beacon for all other gentrification.
You need
because they don't care. They'll put one on like Maine and Hastings.
Yeah,
right in the heart of like shantytown outside, Cartem. Lock your bike up tight and come in for a lavender cream donut with a side of Earl Grey.
You need a vintage store that has nothing below $20. And, you know, the homeless go in there going, I need some mittens. And
we don't allow homeless in here.
Sorry, sir. There's, you know, they have to buzz you in.
Yeah.
It's like a Swarovski.
And it needs like an artist commune where like a bunch of artists live together. And we've got a call.
All right, here he is. Hello, you're on the air. Oh. Hello, you're on the air. All right.
All right, Jake the Snake, part two.
God, what the hell did I do wrong?
I don't think you did anything wrong that time.
All right.
This has happened before.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
There's one That's one true. Mistake.
All right, here we go. Round two. Bring Let's it. Do it.
Let's try this again.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Is this Matt Anderson?
Good. This is Matt Anderson. How you doing?
Woo!
Good. Yeah, we opened the show with Waitlist there. That's a great track. You're playing Vogue on the 18th, that's right?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to be playing anything off the album that's coming out? Is it the Honest Man Tour?
Yeah, it's going to be the Honest Man Tour, yeah.
And you're in Duncan and Victoria in the preceding days?
Yes.
Awesome. So you like playing in Vancouver?
I do love playing in Vancouver. Absolutely. The Vogue's such a great room.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, guess what, Matt? I work at the Vogue.
Okay.
Isn't that great? You're getting interviewed by one of the security guards at the Vogue. College radio. I hope you feel safe. Hey, this is a little off topic, but I mean, I know you get tons of music questions probably.
Yeah.
Right before we were talking to you, Simon, my co-host, got a dick pic from like a friend that he doesn't know that well. And we were trying to decide like how this changes the friendship. So like what does that do to a man, you know? Coming from you, an honest man, what is your opinion on that? What's the next step?
I've never had one of my friends send me a dick pic before, I'll be honest with you.
He sent it.
I don't think I would send one myself to one of my friends. I don't know.
He sent it with the intention of getting me to ask other people what you know, give it a rating, which I don't. It doesn't really make it any better. But
well, I mean, if you're doing a friend a solid that way,
yeah,
you can help build his confidence. I mean, maybe that's different. I guess you're helping somebody out.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Doing a friend a solid.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, you saucy fella.
Yeah.
So you got a real powerful voice. When did that really just rumbling? And when does that post-puberty, or like were you just a seven-year-old kid asking for cookies with this like booming god voice?
I think a lot of it came from playing bars, really. For the most part, you had to kind of yell over drunk, so it was just kind of a natural, I don't know, survival mechanism, I think.
That's an interesting answer, but if that was the case, Simon would have one of the most powerful voices by now.
That's not true, because I'm silent and alone in most bars that I'm in. So it's,
right. Yeah, it's, if you'd just been a little more assertive,
yeah,
you wouldn't be here right
if
now.
I wasn't dodging all the feet. Yeah.
Have you ever played in Vancouver before or anywhere around here?
Yeah, I've done the Vogue before, and I've played different folk clubs and that kind of stuff around town for sure.
Fun fact, the Vogue is haunted. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I clean up there, and I swear there's like, I've heard children laughing mm-hmm. in the corridors underneath. So just, don't let that affect your confidence before you get out there. But
no, I was laughed at all the time by children, so that's all good. I can handle that.
I think if a ghost showed up while you were doing a set, it would be the greatest show of all time.
Oh, you'd be a legend.
There's all kinds of different ways that could play out, I guess.
Actually, there's a new...
his voice was summoning the dead.
The new rave, like the new thing to do at the Vogue is... Yeah, hit your head on the mic.
Don't worry about it.
Is that kids will climb the speaker system on the side. Like, we've had multiple police incidents over the last month.
Yeah.
Kids just... They see a structure and they go, like, there's a big group of people here. I need to be on the top of that. Mm-hmm. I need to climb my way to the top. I'll never have the voice that this man has. I'll never be on a stage. But what I can do is risk my life climbing this scaffolding.
Are there a lot of crazy, antics go on at your shows usually, Matt?
No, I usually don't get people climbing on stuff. That's not really more in my shows. People are telling people to sit down. It's usually what goes on in my shows.
It's more laid back.
We were talking about gentrification too, and record stores and things like that. How do you these days? How do you collect your music? Like when you're finding something to cover, or just your own personal collection? Are you CD guy, digital?
If I'm just going to be listening, just to have it on the road, digital for sure. But if there's an album, I really, especially older stuff, if I want to get the real version, I'll go to vinyl, because you can't find anything by like BB King or something like that without getting it remastered and all this remix kind of shit. So I'd rather just have the real thing, the way it came out. So you got to go to vinyl for that kind of thing.
What other classics do you like to listen to?
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. And lots of times it's stuff that I don't really, lots of stuff you can't find on CD, just really old blues guys and old country guys. Stuff you don't want to really invest in looking through the whole catalog, but here's the first album I ever put out. So why not grab that one kind of thing?
That's pretty cool. And you've got a great hairline. I like to... That's kind of a thing we talk about here a lot is men's hair, because I'm on this new treatment. And you've got some golden locks.
Yeah, I lucked out with that. If I had to work at it, I wouldn't have long hair. But since it just grows out and
you wouldn't,
doesn't look horrible.
If you were going horseshoe bald, you wouldn't keep the ponytail just out of, sheer spite or...
I don't know. You put out a different vibe when you have the whole ponytail and nothing on top.
You really do.
You know who's really working that is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. He can get away with it.
But it's, have you noticed, like, he's completely bald up front and then the back is like braided down.
Yeah.
He's got a mullet.
Yeah.
A skullet, in fact.
I don't think that you could get away with a skullet. Or
I can't get away with a normal head of hair. No. People already dislike me.
So. No, that's true.
Well, let's plug that one more time. Matt Anderson tickets available now for what? What's the date?
February 18th. That's 2 weeks from today at the Vogue. Your new album, Honest Man, is out on the 26th, and that's available for pre-order now. So get out there and order it. Great.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, man. That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I love those blues guys.
Blues is really, it's a really fail-safe thing for any genre. Like, what are your influences? The blues, old blues, way back, caveman blues.
Yeah.
It's hard to find recordings because, there was no electricity back then, but they were sad.
Yeah.
They were bluesy.
Yeah.
I'd love it if we asked him, he'd be like, this is kind of a weird, but I love like children's shows like Teletubbies, Mr. Rogers. I love theme songs of kids like dress-up shows.
Okay.
Pretty much exclusive.
What's the top?
Jingles and themes.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the top?
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, see, I'm. This is a hypothetical thing.
Yeah.
It would have been great if I had had some examples. But
The song that never ends. That's the famous one.
That's actually a really good song.
Yeah, is it?
And you know what's surprising about that song?
Yeah.
It doesn't get caught in your head.
Never.
You think it would?
No, I mean, we can experiment with it right now. This is the song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and
I was,
on,
my
friend.
I was watching. Nope, not getting stuck in my head.
It was. Keep talking.
I was.
Don't worry.
was watching Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
No? It's
Morgan Feldman, right? Isn't that? I love that guy.
Yes.
Great voice.
Morgan Feldman.
Yeah. That's his name, right?
One of the Feldmans.
Yeah.
That is such... Oh, I love that. Fletcher Feldman. Any F Feldman. Name. It's like Forrester. I feel like you have a higher... I can't say this. I was about to make a very distasteful joke.
Yeah.
But no, I was watching Shawshank Redemption again, and there's a pivotal scene, a great scene, where they're on the rooftop, and they're doing...
I got those boys a couple beers.
they're doing like... They're putting the tar down.
Yeah.
And this is like a straight bit, I guess, almost that I'm doing. But I can't really find a way to work this into my act because Shawshank is kind of like, I don't know if that's topical enough, but I really feel this bit. Like watching Shawshank and they're up on the roof, they're laying the tar and they're doing the job. It's Tim Robbins and his friends.
Yeah.
And he hears the guard, like the really mean guard.
That guy's a great actor.
With his buddies talking about how he got this big settlement, like this tax cut. He got 10,000 or something, but he's going to have to give it all to the government because, you know, they take so much. And Tim Robbins, of course, used to be like an accountant or something. Yeah. So he hears
bank manager. Yeah.
And he goes and he thinks I can save him some money. And I can. And what does he say?
Do you trust?
No. Yeah. Keep in mind, we're on a rooftop, a notoriously violent, sadistic guard steps away from the edge of a fall with no witnesses that would, you know, matter.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, do you trust your wife? And the guard comes and grabs him and starts pushing him towards the edge. And as he's shuffling towards the edge, he doesn't say, because you can keep all your money, I can help you with that. He says, you know, because if you don't, the 101, and if you can mail, and if you live, there's no reason why you can't keep, and until he's just at the edge. And I was thinking, that might have been the riskiest possible way that you could start that conversation. Like, how about I used to be a bank manager. I can help you keep all your money. No, we're on a roof. I know we're up here.
Yeah.
And but I guarantee I can help you keep your money. He really took a wild shot with that.
Yeah.
Do you trust your wife? It's really just like the sun was shining. He was on the roof and he thought, you know what? I'm feeling good today.
But it all works out for him. You know, yeah. I mean, they get that tarring job. I don't know why they even want the tarring job because it's outside away from the rapists.
Yeah,
I think. And they,
yeah, it'd be funny, like, because he's like, this is a really good job. But there was one guy in the crew who was like, this stinks.
I hate this. Why'd you be dick?
Yeah, I'm allergic to tar.
I like cider. I don't want a beer.
He's the laundry guy.
Oh, God.
He's like an Asian guy that's allergic to alcohol.
he gets so red, and he's just like, I don't like
sunburned on top of it.
I just want to go back. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of jail, we got some Hell's Angels news, right?
Oh yeah,
what are those rascals up to these days?
Silly boys. There was one of the Hell's Angels was busted in Vancouver, out of Ontario, apparently. And anytime I see, have you ever been on a road trip?
Yeah, minor ones.
You always see bikers.
And if you want to call in about any of these topics, what's the number, Simon?
I think it's 604 UBC
CITR.
There we go, 604. UBC CITR. You've never been on a lengthy road trip? You've seen a bunch of bikers?
Not a lot of friends, as we've established.
Well, me neither, and I went anyways. But
go getter.
Where
do you go to?
I drove to Winnipeg. Drove from Winnipeg to Texas.
Just by yourself?
By myself. Texas.
All right.
Up through California.
How does this link up with?
Well, you see
the
bikers.
Old angel.
You see bikers.
Legitimate.
Everywhere. Yeah. And they have patches, you know, and they're spooky.
You ever roll down your window and go,
hey, boys.
Hey, fellas.
I put my blinker on and cut them off a little bit. Just give them a little mild-mannered ribbing, you know.
Yeah.
No. I every time I see a pack of bikers, I'm tempted to pull over because they're spooky, you know, and they're.
Can you imagine accidentally cutting them off and just hearing behind you?
And just like seeing like them like flick their wrist and a chain, you know, hangs down. There's like. Just smash here. They're spooky too because they drive
that
these huge packs of people, right? And they're all covered in leather. There's, you know, hot chicks and guys with gray beards. And
they're terrifying.
And they surround your car because they all want to pass you, but they all just go and they surround you and just go and like move past you like mist or something, you know? And they're spooky. And I always like, I'm worried that I'm going to disobey some kind of unwritten code because I'm just like a ham and egger driving in a Prius, like da da. And
but have you seen groups of like with the insignia? Well, like the official Angels?
Your mind's eye plays tricks. It could be like, you know, Terry's Terrors from you know,
it's the
Abbas
UNICEF
Bird.
Delivery
yeah.
team.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows?
Salvation Army.
The thing is, they all look like Hell's Angels to me because they have those weird small helmets that, you know, wouldn't do anything. They look like toques, but they're made of plastic.
Yeah.
You know, they're terrible.
I had a kid in my high school whose uncle was in the Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
And he was a bad apple.
Yeah.
He's like, no you kidding. Ever, like, you're in a school and a kid arrives in your school and it's like common knowledge, like, He's not going to be here for longer than a week because, like, this is the fourth school. Like, he's been suspended, like, expelled. And it's just another stop on the, like, expulsion tour.
Yeah,
you know? He's just going to do as much damage and take advantage of as many drunk chicks as possible and then get expelled for a fight.
They're waiting till he does something bad enough that he can just go to jail. You know? There's, like, just, okay, just get it over with.
But like... For that week that he's at your school, he's just the king. His name was Eddie, which I thought was the best name for like a Hell's Angels nephew.
Yeah.
And his uncle's Eddie. Name was Pepperoni.
Oh, no way. Pepperoni?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's not a scary name.
Pepperoni. I think it's
hey, Pepperoni.
Yeah.
You get me that Molotov cocktail. Hey, Pepperoni.
You should say that
to him. Pass me the nine.
Hey, that's not a scary name.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Simon.
What? It's a biblical name.
Right. I think they have one of the best logos, maybe of all time.
Yeah.
It's badass.
It's a skull with a metallic golden wing.
Yeah.
And a biker helmet. I mean, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Is there a, I don't know where I'm getting this from, but is there a group called the Heaven's Devils? Like, is there, like, an offshoot called Heaven's Devils?
Like, it's like the Chinese knockoff.
Yeah, of Tim Mortons. Yeah.
Tim Mortons, yeah.
Oh, God.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, really, the Heaven's Devils.
That you know, outlaw biker gangs are one of those things that if you start doing a Wikipedia search of, you know, any of them, you'll get lost for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because there's so many biker gangs.
There's a New Zealand one that's made up of, like, Maoris and...
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Maori, yeah.
Maori, yeah.
That's really scary. That's awesome. Did you ever see that Once Were Warriors? You ever see that movie? It's a hell of a movie.
You know what would be an incredible... This is a knockout. I'm going to lob this up.
Yeah, okay.
And if there's anyone listening that's, like, a TV executive or anyone who can greenlight stuff, this is a smash hit.
Okay.
It's a reality show about battling biker gangs.
Like outlaw motorcycle gangs.
Like the Spike TV Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah.
Of like, we're on a worldwide search to find the most badass biker gang. I don't know how you would corral them to officially do this, but you know there would be drama because they're criminals.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And they're obviously competitive. They don't want to come in fourth.
Yeah.
You're the fourth most badass.
Scariest person.
Yeah. They've got a reputation
to
up.
You're saying like a documentary series? Or what? Like
I guess
a reality show?
There probably are documentaries. But I want it to be a reality. Like I want them to anoint like a competitor from each one.
Yeah. And just follow me along on this drug deal I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
They can put some like little pylons out and see who's the best steerer. And this is really
awful.
Going off the rails.
This is terrible.
This is one of the worst shows of all time.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here.
It's Vancouver, right? That's Vancouver, comma right, ? Get it? It's your favorite comedy entertainment news and personal story-based radio talk show.
Does that mean you have listeners?
Every Thursday morning from 8 to 9. That's every Thursday at 8 to 9 a.m. Hosted by top-tier Canadian entertainers, Alex Biron.
Visualize, if you will,
okay.
A mountain.
Okay.
And
oh, I got a great inspiration right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his nose.
And Simon Armstrong.
I make all the contributions to the show. We're also like incredibly awkward and uncomfortable. So when we try to like, I'll speak for both of us.
I don't
make some funny happen, funny man.
Dude, I can't remember what I was gonna say.
It's a show about intellectual conversation.
Pull my rat though.
Friendship.
So what are you sweeping up after?
Can you stop?
Two of Vancouver's most intellectually stable men tell it like it is.
Alex is a hoarder of attention. How damaged is your heart?
The fans are raving about Vancouverite.
I don't really like it.
No.
But anyway, I was sitting in the bath.
It's a new way to make single people feel lonely.
So make sure every Thursday morning at 8, you wake up with Vancouverite on CITR 101.9.
Okay, have another drink.
This is it, what you've been waiting for. After months of intense competition, great tunes, and epic shows, it all comes down to one last night. Late Spring versus Walgreen versus the Psychic Alliance. It's the showdown for it all. It's the Shindig 2015 final. Our three semi-winners will compete on Friday, February 5th for the title of Shindig Champion and for the grand prize, including recording time, festival appearances, Discorder and CITR features, merch, showcases, and more. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings for one last night of Shindig epicness. Enjoy some pool, locally made beer, and three great bands. Luna Patrol. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
All right, welcome back. That was Cœur de Pirate. Cœur de Pirate.
Cœur de Pirate.
Cœur de Pirate. with Carry On.
And we're going to carry on here with our show.
Yeah, let's carry it on. It's Vancouverite. It's the best show ever. when was the last time you went to McDonald's, Alex?
Too recent.
Really?
Yeah, I go in for the two McDoubles.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's $3.50 with tax.
Oh, God.
And I got to admit, for $3.50, it's a lot of pleasure.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of good
A lot
times.
Of regret.
Yeah. A lot of depression. I get depressed.
Yeah.
It goes down, and I can really chart the course of those buns.
Ugh.
You know, I walk into McDonald's. I got everything going for me. I love my girlfriend. I love my radio show.
Yeah,
my co-host.
Yeah,
the sun is shining.
I know you're lying.
I got gigs coming up. I'm feeling good. I'm not lying. I got love in my heart.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, you know what? I deserve a treat today.
Yeah,
I'm gonna not one McDouble, but two.
Okay.
Yes, I will get it for here.
You have to get two.
I will get it for here.
For here.
Yeah. And I sit down.
What is the real difference for here? They just don't give you a bag and it's on a tray?
Honestly, at my local, they really just give me a bag. They just put the bag on a tray.
Yeah. I mean.
So. And
your seat is reserved for you.
I like to rip it open.
Yeah.
I kind of rip open the bag and I make a bag plate almost.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a common thing.
And then, Yeah, people, there's a lot of meticulous, like I was watching this guy the other day. He took his fries out. He opened his Big Mac, and then he poured his fries into the side of the Big Mac container.
Yeah.
And I went, that was pointless, but you just like it in that little square.
He just likes that.
You like having it.
He doesn't like digging into that.
No.
That fry.
You might get a paper cut, and then you've got the salt in the cut. No, you want it open.
Yeah.
So I get my McDouble, and I kind of squeeze it. I look at the, and I kind of have this fantasy in my head where I really have a problem.
Yeah, keep going.
I'm really a weird person. Yeah. I imagine that I'm a food critic,
uh-huh.
And I'm judging this burger, and I go, this, look at this, and I take a bite, and I imagine that it's like a fine, like $200 creation.
Yeah.
Like a French cuisine.
Hints of arsenic. And,
I'm eating it in the Alps.
Burger water.
I'm suffering.
Ah.
And I really get a lot of enjoyment
GMO
out of it.
GMO onions.
Sometimes I kind of choke.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like an auto asphyxiation eating thing where the cheese is preventing me. Like I can't get it down.
Yep.
I'm kind of going to throw up and die. But
that is a weird. Let me. Yeah. Sorry. Let me.
Which isn't
here.
Right. Food should not do that.
Let me interject here. There.
You shouldn't be deep throating your lunch.
In grade. Well, to each their own. In grade 2 and 3, I was part of a school that had a hot lunch program.
Mm. And I'm sure they were giving you nutritional.
Chicken Nuggets Day was the best day of the week.
Ew, they ship you Chicken McNuggets?
It wasn't McNuggets. It was some awful Schneider's ripoff Maple Leaf, who knows.
Oh, it wasn't
McDonald's.
It doesn't matter.
But one of my favorite memories was that I wouldn't really chew them that much. And I would I would like take a big bite of one and chew it a little bit and then swallow it. And then I would get that feeling.
An Adam's apple. It was sticking out.
Yeah, I felt like a real man. No, I would get that feeling that you're talking about where it's a little bit.
Yeah. You're living on the edge.
It felt good. Uh-huh. And I love these chicken nuggets.
Fill me up, nugget.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I still have that a very like vivid memory of me being like, oh, great, it's chicken nugget or chicken. Yeah, Chicken Nuggets Day. I'm going to get that throat feeling today.
It's because we're empty inside.
That's
we
have, it.
And we want to be plugged.
It's my body trying to kill itself, really. I'm willing it to just stop in the throat.
So I get that high.
Yeah.
And each time I go, maybe this will be different.
Yeah.
Maybe I've worked out enough recently that my body's just going to use those calories.
Yeah.
And then about an hour later, I just get, it's just depression.
And you're hungry again.
And twitchy.
Yeah.
There's a real odd, like, vibration. Like just, ugh. Like my aura has been poisoned.
Yeah. Those McDonald's white buns are already terrible for you. There's no nutritional value. Those McDonald's white buns, they're like boiled down other white buns. Like they've taken out whatever small amount of nutrition you might find in another store-bought white bun, and they've given you...
If I may interrupt you, though.
Yeah.
Let's not beat them up here too hard, because they have introduced a kale salad.
That's true, actually. But unfortunately, so don't rush out to McDonald's for your kale salad, because I know you are. It's more calories than the Big Mac.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It's kale. There are no calories in kale.
Okay, don't look. Okay, don't look.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Calories in a Big Mac, 680. How many do you think in a kale salad?
I mean, going into this initially, I would have thought like 300.
Okay.
But, so it's 680 for a Big Mac?
Yeah.
There's no way there's more than 750 calories in a kale salad.
You're right. but 730, just below. 730 calories. How much fat in a kale salad?
Zero.
53 grams. It's insanity.
Whoa. Think about what 100 grams is. That's, like when you go to the deli and you get 100 grams of something.
Ew.
That's 50, what, two?
Oh.
Grams of fat.
Yeah, just fat.
But good thing I had my kale salad today.
Yeah. I feel like this always happens, though. Like, didn't McDonald's do a push for salads a few years ago? Or, like, 10 years ago or something, yeah. Anyways? They've already reinvented this. And then it turned out it was bad for you anyways.
Well, they realize what an actual salad tastes like. And they go, we can't give this to people.
No.
We've poisoned their taste buds for 30 years here with sugar and salt and whatever our buns are. The buns, yeah, you're right. It's like eating a pillow.
Yeah.
Only a pillow is cleaner.
Well, yeah, they're like, we have to cover the taste of our old weird lettuce.
Is it the dressing, right?
It's the dressing. It's That's the dressing, definitely yeah. it. I don't know. It looks like they're putting nuggets into the salad, too. That might not be helping.
It's our grilled sesame chicken with our mayo dressing.
They've got a guy in the back chewing off the breading of a nugget and putting it in.
What I wouldn't give if we could interview, like, a McDonald's insider, somebody who knows what's in that dressing. I'd just love to know. Can't they make an olive oil dressing? Is that really? It's too expensive.
Yeah. Canola. Veggie oil dressing. A nice veggie disgusting. And white vinegar dressing.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Got a pocket full of prayers to spare.
All right, that's the end of us.
No!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But you know what? If you want to hear the archive, we archive all these episodes on iTunes, Vancouver, comma, right, question mark. We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. We have an email, 604podcast@gmail.com.
Come to one of my shows. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, where are you playing? Performing? Exercising?
In my basement.
Oh, okay, well. Anyways... You're listening to CITR 101.9. Coming up next, it's the Community Living Show. Bye.